fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with
Dan Dugan. The other guy from the other side. We're flying by the seat of our pants tonight. And gee, I just wish there were a few more things to talk about in the news. Har har. Bob, can you tell me much about this dangerous caravan that's coming up to the border that we need to send U.S. troops down there, National Guard troops, I understand? You know, we better get on that. Here they come, right?
The best analysis.
Latin American horde. But anyway.
Well, again, that's because of Trump symbolism controlling the narrative and hyperbole. You know, Dan, he's always the most stable genius. He's right. Always the least racist.
And he's the most moderate when it comes to hyperbole.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way he talks, you've got, 100 or so people, some, with human rights abuses, wanting asylum, some desperate because of a wrecked economy in places like El Salvador and Guatemala. Places where the U.S. military went in during the Cold War and wrecked the joint, allowed, El Salvador with over 75,000 people dead and the U.S. backing a psychopath, one of my favorite psychopaths.
Yes.
Blowtorch Bob Dobison.
Ah, Bobby Doisan.
So named Blowtorch because of his
his
interrogation technique.
Yeah. Blowtorch Bob. Yeah.
Look out for your body appendages.
Ah, Christ.
Blowtorch Bob is here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Blowtorch Bob was so crazy that the CIA admitted that they got Duarte out of jail, the Christian Democrat, and rigged the election because essentially Blowtorch Bob, who assassinated the Archbishop Romero, held the lottery at the home of Calderon Sol, who the U.S. then backed in the first free election, the man whose house the lottery was held to kill the Archbishop while he handed the wafer out and the wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a little Holy Eucharist and an assassination.
Here comes
people are coming from Central America desperate and really, Trump,
for some human rights or something outrageous like
Trump
that?
Trump turns them into a horde.
Right.
It's like a Mongol horde from the 12th
exactly.
or 13th century is coming.
Here they come.
To
big cloud of dust.
invade us. And the National Guard. So in people's minds, you're sending down the army, right?
Right, yeah.
And in reality is
Blackjack Pershing revisited, right?
But all of that fits into Trump's narrative. You take minor incidences that instead of having sympathy towards people, who are being abused, their human rights are being abused, or the economy's so bad, and it's, now you have to worry about, narco oligarchs and local corrupt police.
The old narco oligarchs, yes.
There's nothing.
It's got a nice ring to it.
There's nothing that many of these people can do. There's no jobs. The U.S. was only interested in the country when there was a civil war going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're not killing each other, we're letting the places rot. So some of the people come north looking for help. Naturally, most of them would dissipate before the border. The Mexican government announces that, except, a woman or two who's pregnant, they might allow to pass into the United States, but we'll take care of her in Mexico, where they actually have universal health care.
Yeah.
But Trump takes advantage
of that.
Next thing
you know, that chain migration starts happening.
Yeah, next thing you know, we got another first lady.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Who remember, got the Einstein immigration exemption, right? Donald Trump's wife.
No,
there's a special exemption.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
For the
Einstein.
Look it up on the computer.
Yeah, I have
there's
to Google that.
There's an exemption if you're like highly intellectual.
Melania got the Einstein
kind
exemption.
Of the, it's
yes.
what's called. That's
right.
what it's called.
Right.
It's not officially, but it's called you know the Einstein.
It's not like the genius award or anything.
Well, it is in terms of legal migration.
Sure.
So she got an exemption and allowed to come in from. It was, I forget, Slovenia or Slovakia.
Right.
One of the Slavic nations.
Sure.
I'm thinking it's Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more than willing to stand to be corrected on that. So.
No, I think she is Slovenian, but anyway.
Slovenian, Slovakian.
Regardless, yes.
She
came in because of an exemption.
And a big dobardan to you, Melania.
Right.
Falliepo.
Right.
Okay.
So, but in the meantime, though, is he actually sending troops to the border? Because I heard he's calling and saying we should, but I...
No, the National Guard's going to go down there, but they're not involved in handling. You know, they're just doing surveillance and stuff. They're not going to be the ones that are grabbing people. But he wants the image that he's tough.
But these people weren't crossing the border, were they? They're just coming to protest is what I understood. Yes. All right. All right.
But... If you conflate it and confuse it and claim they're the mongrel hordes and they're here to invade our country. If you looked at the rhetoric.
Maybe while the troops are down there, they can get started on the wall. Yeah, what do you think?
One of the Trump.
And then the Mexicans will throw money across to pay for it.
Kept talking about invasion. Anytime people come, you know, scurrying towards your border like that.
Scurrying.
It's an invasion, right?
Yeah, that's what
scurrying's kind of a good Nazi reference, right? The rodents and vermin.
I'm just, it baffles me how much play that got this week. Then we also, moving along here, there was another shooting of a black resident of Brooklyn. A man named Saeed Vassell. He happened to be carrying a metal plumbing pipe. So in this case, he had that in his hand. But it just seems like if you're in the inner city and you're black and you have anything in your hand, it has to naturally look like a gun to a police officer, I guess. I guess that's right.
Yeah, his cell phone.
He had something in his hand. It must have been a gun. Shoot him.
Wasn't attacking anyone.
How dare he carry anything on a public street and be black, right?
And he was, had mental problems.
Yeah. And they said he was sort of messing around or something. But regardless, it just keeps
usually
going
you don't get the death
and
penalty for messing around with a pipe.
Yeah, right. Well,
I mean, there were no allegations.
Plumbing pipe. This is not we're talking about a smoking pipe. This is a something to be used to repair plumbing, and he just happened to have it in his hand. And of course, it looked like a gun because that's what we hear about. Cell phones, the guy in California.
It's what we call expectation psychology.
And he had a cell phone in his hand, the guy in California.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
It was that old story when they used to show back in the 50s a film of a white guy well-dressed robbing a poor-dressed black man.
Right.
And if you ran it real fast, all the white people thought the black man robbed the white guy.
Sure. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, but any,
because
you know,
your mind expects certain things. And if you're a white police officer, if you're one of the occupying army from often
the jump boys,
the rural
you like to call
suburbs,
them. Yeah, right.
Is that in the rural areas contingent to Franklin County, if you see a black man, you see a white guy in your own county, say you're in Licking County,
right?
There's a white guy with a gun, and it's like, he must be out hunting deer.
Sure, absolutely.
In Licking County.
Maybe duck.
You see Henry Green in an open carry state with a gun. Black gangster criminal, kill him.
With a cell phone, with a piece of plumbing in his hand, with a wristwatch on. It doesn't matter. It's, again.
A wallet. Remember the famed New York shooting?
Yeah,
he had a wallet.
He reached into his pocket. Well, you told him to go for his
wallet. We'd like to see some ID. Whoa!
There was the one where they after the guy up on the highway, and they told him to go get his ID. He's reaching in his pocket, and they go after him. It just goes on and on. And it's amazing how you keep thinking, well, they're going to come around, common sense will prevail, but it doesn't. It just seems to get worse. Oh, well, what are you going to do in this great land?
Well, let's hire some cops that actually know the Constitution. Let's reinstate the LEAP program, the law enforcement grants.
I mean, do
when
go
I,
on.
My first college that I taught at Wayne State, I taught a night class.
Yeah.
I taught police officers the U.S. Constitution. These are the foot soldiers, right? They've sworn an oath to the Constitution and to protect.
Doesn't mean they
serve.
Understand it.
No, absolutely not.
To read it,
you know, and yeah. Contemptuous of it.
It's all that legal gobbledygook. Only you lawyers,
you know,
get.
All your communists out there want rights for people.
Yeah, you got to be some kind of illegal operative school teacher or something. Speaking of school teachers, that's one more thing I thought we definitely need to talk about. As people have been rallying across the South. Starting in, of course, it did start in West Virginia, moves to Kentucky, Oklahoma. You know, there are a number of states where the school teachers are with their backs
red.
Up against. So also, you know, you're to wear red for Ed in a little flip-flop on the blue-red thing. I don't know. Wear purple. It doesn't matter. Just support those school teachers out there, right? I mean, and, you know, where does this end up? I mean, they really do believe they're going to balance these budgets on the backs of the school teachers. That's what happened in Wisconsin. That's what happened here in Ohio.
Well, you don't want to pay them too much. You pay them too much, pretty soon they go to a core curriculum. Pretty soon they're requiring that everyone have two foreign languages, just like Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah,
what are they going to
want to fund arts or something ridiculous?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And
yeah.
Then after that, they might start teaching kids keyboarding and programming in first grade.
Yeah,
just crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
You know,
yeah, but,
instead of the 3 R's.
Right, the old 3 R's.
Reading,
yeah.
Writing, and Route 23.
I heard that. I sure did. Having been born in West by God, I heard that one. That's a great song by Dwight Yoakam, a Columbus native there.
All right.
I guess is back playing in Cincinnati soon. In the meantime, upcoming calendar stuff. Upcoming? The activist calendar from the Free Press in this past week has a few items of note.
Indeed.
On Saturday, April 7th at 9:30 till 3:30, the First Unitarian Universalist Church. It is the 6th annual Ohio Move to Amend Network Gathering. So it's moved to amend the wonderful interpretation in the Citizens United, right?
Indeed, that
yes.
The wonder, free speech,
wondrous.
Money equals free speech. No
Still
one should
wondering.
Interfere. Well,
yeah.
It's a decision, granted controversial, but in the Constitution,
yeah.
It refers to natural-born citizens. Hence, aren't there unnatural-born citizens? Isn't
yeah.
a corporation, which is a legal fiction, a piece of paper, a charter, shouldn't they have the same rights as you, Mr. Dugan?
So it seems the Supreme Court felt.
Shouldn't
and lots
they?
Of people, who, you know, named Coke, who happen to own large corporations, or anyone that wants
the Koch brothers.
To give money through their corporation to their favorite politician.
They should have the right to free speech.
Yeah.
They should have the right to secretly,
they
if they're acting
too.
Independently, to secretly go into the corporate coffers without telling anyone and secretly fund unlimited money in the politics.
Well, sure. It's,
well,
yeah, it's freedom.
It's, well,
what don't you understand about liberty here, buddy?
No, I believe in
yeah,
the
communist.
Rights. I believe when there's no more room in hell, the large multinational corporations shall roam the earth and suck the blood of the people.
Is that what they're going to do?
And no. Demand a tax break while doing it.
Absolutely.
I'd really like a large welfare.
Yeah, and get a kickback. There you go. Well, anyway, that event is Saturday.
WGRE 94.
GRE or GRN?
Sorry.
I told you we're flying by the seat of our pants tonight.
WGRN.
94.1.
94.1.
The Green Renaissance.
I don't even know what WGRE is.
The GREE station, as opposed to the Green station, which is what we are. So anyway, on Saturday, from the activist calendar of the Free Press this week, on Saturday, it's at the Universalist Unitarian Church. Keynote speaker is Mary Jo Kilroy.
A former congresswoman?
someone named Bob Petrakis, the Free Petrakis. Press editor, will also be speaking. Jessica Munger, a program director on National Movement
Building.
What's
this Petrakis talking about?
Campaign.
You better spend
I was going to ask him in a minute. What are you talking about, Bob?
I don't know. It's
in the, you don't know?
No one ever tells me until
and
right
just
before.
Point him to the podium or microphone.
I know I'm doing a workshop on voting.
And he's on his own. There
voting
you go.
Voting transparency.
Well, there you go. That is, Dr. Bob here is known nationally as an expert on how elections are stolen in the United States of America. So that's one thing you'll be talking about. It's a $5 suggested donation. An RSVP is requested at Ohio, requested Ohio at movetoamend.org. So there you go. Get out to that event. Also, the Ohio Green Party statewide convention on Saturday at the Northwood High Building, 2231 North High, room 100. It's the biennial convention.
Every 2 years.
Hear from Green candidates. Would that include your partner, Bob?
Yes, Constance. She'll be there. Constance Goodell Newton is running for
Absolutely.
Governor.
Absolutely.
And other Green candidates.
Right, indeed. So that is definitely worth checking out. And there's a Council on American Islamic Relations, District 15, Congressional Candidate Forum.
And
Saturday also from 1:30 to 3.
And so that's important. Just today I was thinking about this. The Dispatch once again went after Dennis Kucinich. Hates Dennis Kucinich. The Dispatch loves
menace, you know.
Richard Cordray.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what
he's
they go
on
after.
Jeopardy. Come on.
Well, here's what they go after Dennis Kucinich for.
Anti-intellectual.
Two or three different things are... they keep going after for him. One is that he serves on an institute with Ron Paul.
Uh-huh.
Now, what they'll say is Ron Paul's a right-winger. He's a libertarian.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it awful that Dennis would work with him? But what they never say is what they worked on.
Yeah.
They worked on stopping the illegal, absolutely illegal war in Iraq. They worked on stopping the Patriot Act. They worked
right.
on stopping the spying on American people. They never mention what Ron Paul and
well,
what
why would
Dennis,
it be a bad thing for him to work with him in the first place?
Because the Dispatch suddenly cares about that. The Dispatch that has loved right-wingers throughout its existence, including Speaker of the House Batchelder, who works with a secretive racist group.
And what the hell is Trump, anyways? Is he a right-winger?
They called him Batchelder when he was Speaker of the House in Ohio. A rock-ribbed conservatives. He was a racist.
Yeah.
He was an open racist.
In some people's mind, that goes with conservative. But
now he is beyond conservative. He worked with a private group that dealt with former Klan members, secret society, literally a secret membership, the Council on National Policy, the CNP. It's well known. But they let that stuff slide. But they don't say what Kucinich is working on. So that's the odd thing. And they want him to denounce that he met with Assad, right? Now, people in the Trump administration, people in the U.S. administration meet all the time with the House of Saud.
Sure.
With the Saudi princes. In fact, mm-hmm. Bush kissed their asses and got
them
out of the country
after
9/11. So they deal with the most brutal, tyrannical, 12th century fascist.
Give or take a century, right.
Okay, maybe the 13th.
Or the 11th. Why not?
Yeah, you know, that's
somewhere around.
I'm willing even to give them prior to 1348, for God's sake. But this brutal, vicious House of Saud, right?
Sure.
And the Dispatch never brings this up. Never brings up.
But Kucinich hanging out with Ron Paul's a bad thing.
Or Kucinich meeting with Assad. They say he's a
or
bad
Assad,
thing.
Yes.
Yeah, in Syria. But they never apply the same standards to the politicians that they favor. You're allowed to meet with any vicious, right-wing, brutal dictator as long as they're pro-U.S.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, also I wanted to point out, people don't know.
And that's the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, there you go.
Hypocrites.
There you go.
Going after Dennis Kucinich.
And you'll
Kucinich.
Hear plenty of Bob if you go to the 6th annual Ohio Move to Amend Network gathering on Saturday. Also, Monday is the last day to register to vote in the May 8th primary. You might need to know that. There's a gathering, Central Highlands for Peace, on Monday from 7 to 9 at the Mennonite Church, Oakland Park. And then coming up on Tuesday, the Franklin County
Tuesday.
Green Party's monthly meeting. And the speaker, Josh Rubner, or Rubner, all right, I'm looking at you, but I'm not getting anything. Policy director of the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights and author of Shattered Hopes, Obama's Failure to Broker Israeli-Palestinian Peace. So there you go. It's, again, at the Northwood High Building, 2231 North High, room 100. Again, that's Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. And then something of great interest to both you and your wife, Suzanne, and has been through as long as I've known y'all, the 25th anniversary of the Lucasville Rebellion prisoners' letter writing and film screening. So it's a film screening of The Shadow of Lucasville. All right.
And again, there's a long shadow at Lucasville. One of the things which the Dispatch broke,
still five guys on death row
broke this
there.
Story is the Rogel report. A state trooper that investigated found that just prior to the riot breaking out, many of the guards in Lucasville, the guards, had SS lightning bolt Nazi tattoos on their neck.
Go
that
figure.
They'd been hired.
Huh.
And, of course, what happened in Lucasville...
Well, you know, it's a free country, Bob. You can wear SS tattoos if you want.
Sure, the overwhelmingly black population will see that as positive.
You know, I mean, Sid Vicious went around wearing a Nazi symbol on his T-shirt.
It's Lucasville. Why not have Nazi guards when you got the largest prison industrial complex on planet Earth?
Mm-hmm.
When you've got a bogus war on drugs, which, again, John Ehrlichman, the policy advisor to Nixon, admitted was nothing more than a way to viciously attack the black power and the civil rights movement. So if you've got a bogus war on drug that's racist, why not bring in Nazi guards with SS and then cover it up?
All right, then. That event is, I don't know if I said this, Wednesday, April 11th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Northside Branch Library, rooms 2 and 3. That's 1423 North High Street.
And another key thing about Lucasville.
There's lots more in this calendar, so pick up a free press if you haven't got one already.
In Lucasville, the five guys they round up didn't kill anyone. A guard was killed. Great tragedy. Mr. Vallandigham, who was a guard there, was killed. Someone needed to be punished for that. But since they really didn't know who did it, what they did is they took the five guys that negotiated the peace.
There you go.
Yeah, a guy from the Aryan Nation. Not to my liking, but he negotiated a settlement. A guy from the Nation
inside,
of Islam.
Yeah.
So you took... a black
various.
Gang, the black gangster Crip gang. So you took someone from there. So the people that actually ended the longest prison riot in U.S. history were targeted and given the death penalty. Not because they actually killed anyone, but it was symbolic. And some of them are charged with not only killing Officer Vallandigham, but killing some of the inmates who died there as well. And some were convicted of killing the same inmate with completely different set of facts that were manufactured by the prison officials in Lucasville. And, of course, Staunton Lynn, my hero, one of the legendary figures in all of U.S. history, the man in charge of the Mississippi Freedom Summer, where Swirmer, Goodman, and Cheney died.
Right, sure.
The professor at Spelman, who later lost his position at Yale after writing two brilliant books, and who now lives in Ohio, lives in the Niles, Ohio.
Huh.
But Staunton Lynn has written a brilliant book on the Lucasville Uprising that goes through all the transcripts and shows repeatedly how the prosecutors lied and then relied and told a different lie to convict the same people of killing the same person separately. It's like, oh, he was there alone. He was there alone. He took a barbell and
killed
him.
They each did it separately.
Yes.
Right.
So they were able to
convict. Yeah, that works.
They were able to convict him.
I can see that. Sure, why not? Yeah, absolutely.
Right, they wanted to symbolically decapitate the people who really did a favor by having the hostage guards released and doing the right thing.
I also want to point out at that event, too, that it is a letter writing event. So the film screening will precede the letter writing event. So, and after the film, there'll be birthday cards sent to Lynn and Yolanda. And they were both sentenced to life in prison, so you can see that on Facebook as well. Anyway,
the cover of the Free Press is done by Ripley Bennett.
Ripley with a W.
One of the Black Pride Four.
Uh-huh, right.
How to Fight Climate Change. A very gifted artist. She also did another graphic inside. We're very lucky to have her work in this Earth Day issue of the Free Press.
And also, you know, we had brought this up before, but I want everybody to remember to look out for other events associated with Gay Pride this year, because there's a bit of a split amongst the community, and a lot of it has to do with the way that these kids were treated by the powers that be, both in the courts.
Including Stonewall Union.
Stonewall Union itself.
From being riotous liberators for freedom to the powers that be.
Yeah, that does happen, doesn't it? You know, you take a whole lot of money from corporations, you have a nice parade, and then things get a little weird when real politics gets involved, right?
When someone wants to do an actual demonstration, an exercise, or First Amendment right.
Right.
But, Dan, did you know you had an endocannabinoid system in your body?
I do, for sure.
It makes it easy.
No doubt about it, Bob.
To ingest and to
it
take
ain't
in
ended yet.
Medical marijuana.
Yeah. Well, there you go,
So
man.
Mary Jane Borden writing about the endocannabinoid system.
Yep.
It appears
Mary Jane.
Humans, and that's her real name.
Yeah, I know. It's so appropriate.
It appears that humans and cannabis go back a long, long way.
Sure.
Me and Mrs. Jones thing, only with...
Yeah, with rope.
Me and Mary Jane.
With Indian rope.
Rope.
Yeah,
with
the old hemp
rope.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's more stuff in the new Free Press. Anything else in there you'd like to speak about, Dr. Fitrakis?
Cardinal Health being
as
the push
as we wind
man?
Up another show?
Yeah, well, page 14.
Uh-oh.
Free Press staff came together and said, Cardinal Health, why if you get 300 people in a small holler in West Virginia over a five-year period, why do you send them like 17 million opioid pills? I'm just asking you, Dana.
They were in pain, Bob. Maybe you don't understand pain.
It was beyond a back problem, a soft tissue.
I've had a lot of pain in my life.
How do people say soft
that
tissue?
That was my excuse.
If they're down in the holler, it's soft tissue.
Yeah, right. Real the old soft tissue. Oh, boy.
And we got to wrap up. But
yeah, man.
But again, they were breaking bad with meth, but with Cardinal Health, we now got them on the opioids.
All right, read all about it. It's been great doing this fine show again, The Other Side of the News.
With Dan Dugan and Dr. Bob Fitrakis.
On WGRN. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.